and their automatic food system. The reason for wanting to do freeze drying is if you are going lightweight backpacking and you feel like you want a steak, okay, then it's much more convenient not to carry a wet steak around with you. If you try and get water out of a steak without freeze drying, it totally changes the composition of the proteins in there. So freeze drying is very nice for any bits of biology where you don't want to muck up the structure of the biological molecules, so you simply pull the water off without going to the high energy required needed to boil the water off. Okay, now to some equations. So this plot here relates the pressure above a liquid, a vapor pressure, to the temperature, and it's 1 over the temperature reciprocal relationship. And what we find is that when we plot the log of the pressure versus the reciprocal of the temperature, we get a straight line relationship, and that straight line there corresponds to the enthalpy of vaporization divided by the gas constant. Now the guys that came up with that, Clausius Clapeyron, got an equation named after them. So in the Clausius Clapeyron equation then, we're now plotting log of P, which is our Y value, against 1 over T, and we get then the slope, which is delta H over R, plus the constant, which is our intercept. Now, if we want to play with this and we have got a couple of sets of conditions, we can solve it without having to do a lot of plotting. So in this case here, if I'm saying I have got two values for the vapor pressure measured at two temperatures, T2 and T1, then I can solve for the enthalpy of vaporization as long as I know the gas constant. So this is quite an easy set of parameters to measure. The other thing that's particularly nice about that is that I get you to play with logs and stuff like that. So that was if I gave you P2, P1, T2 and R1. Instead I might go, well, you can calculate for me T2 and I'll give you everything else. There's a lot of playing with logs and stuff in there, just so that you can still do this sort of stuff.